When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
10 things as an entrepreneur that you should be doing, putting your ear to the street and know what's going on inside your business. Check in with your customers and clients. You want feedback. So many people, entrepreneurs and otherwise, who are afraid to look at their financial bottom line. You're winging it. How well is my team performing based on data? Not emotion. Why do you need the assistant? How will that assistant make you more efficient? How are you getting the word out about your business? You will actually produce a bigger result by focusing on the marketing mediums that produce you a result. Documentation beats conversation. Creating systems and processes and workflows. You want people to think of your business as something that is non-negotiable. Do you understand what I'm saying? Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with me, Donnie Wiggins, where I have transparent conversations around entrepreneurship, the journey around entrepreneurs who are doing really big things. And we talk about some life things in here as well. But today, I need to have a conversation with you because I know what's going on. I know what's going on. You're slipping right now. We are almost halfway through the year, and I don't know if I love what I'm seeing. So me and you, we got to have a conversation today. So I'm going to jump right back into it. I want to give you 10 things as an entrepreneur that you should be doing from this point forward and throughout the rest of this year so that you can finish your goal strong. And let me tell you what motivated this episode. It's just going to be me and you. There are no guests. It's all information. So I need you to go ahead and get your pen. I need you to get paper. I need you to get your laptop. However you take notes, whatever needs to happen, I need you to get your stuff together because it's time. For you to stop playing games with yourself. It's time for you to stop playing games with everybody who's believing in you. It's time for you to stop playing games with your business and let's get to work. Let's get these goals knocked out, all right? So you guys know that I coach and consult high-level entrepreneurs on a one-on-one basis, and I help them in their businesses to achieve their goals. And sometimes those goals could be things like scaling their businesses. Sometimes those goals could be hiring new team, training new team, creating systems and processes and workflows, understanding, getting clarity in their business overall. Like, you would be surprised to know that there are high-level entrepreneurs. And when I say high-level, I mean those who have reached 7 and 8 figures, maybe even beyond, who still lack clarity in what they do every day, meaning what they should be selling. What should their team be doing? What does a day in the life of their executive assistant need to look like, or their marketing professional need to look like, or their fulfillment team or their sales team? They have no idea. And some people have just been blessed with such a tremendous amount of talent or marketing that they are having wildly profitable and wildly successful business models take off. But the business on the back end looks messy. Okay. And they come to me and they say, Donnie, how can you help me? And we have conversations about how I can help them. But as I am going through the process with those entrepreneurs, and then also considering the entrepreneurs who are in my mentorship community, Actionable CEO, and I'm listening to the questions that's being asked inside of Actionable CEO, there are hundreds of entrepreneurs who are on the trajectory of starting, growing, and or scaling a business. These entrepreneurs are looking for complete habit changes. They are looking for new daily routines, morning routines, evening routines. They need some accountability. They need the energy and the culture of community to help them reach their goals. And regardless of whether I'm working with an entrepreneur who's on the journey of starting or with an entrepreneur who is already scaling, I hear some common things, and these things happen around the same time every single year, and it made me think about my full transparency audience and what you need from me. So hopefully you've had an opportunity now to get all of your note-taking devices together, because we're about to get straight to it, okay? Again, 10 things you should be doing to finish the year strong, and the year starts whenever you hear this, okay? All right, number one. First thing that I need you to do is to go back to that vision board or that journal, wherever you wrote your notes down, and we need to assess our goals. We need to review and adjust our goals accordingly, okay? And this is one that can be very difficult for many people, because you never want to decrease the goal, and you'll rarely ever hear me tell you to decrease your goal unless, come here, hold on, unless you don't have proper work ethic. You only need to decrease your goal if you are not willing to increase your work ethic. But if you are willing to do the work that's required to get that goal, then decreasing the goal isn't for you. This is a moment where we're checking in with ourselves. This is full transparency, remember? So when we're talking about reviewing and adjusting your goals accordingly, first, are you the person operating at the level that you need to be operating at right now to achieve the goal that you set out for? This is your time to be fully transparent. It's just you. It's just you against you right now. You're having this CEO conversation to reset, to level set with yourself. Are you the person that you need to be right now to hit those goals? Like, be serious. Be for real with yourself. You have a 7-figure goal. You have a 6-figure goal. But are you doing $25,000 a year work? Are you doing $100,000 a year work with a $1 million goal? Guys, it just doesn't line up. And it's time for you to be real with yourself and say, what am I willing to do as it relates to the goal that I have set for myself? And then we will adjust the goal accordingly, okay? Now, when it comes to the goals that you already have in place, I want you to look at every single category of goal, whether it's financial, weight gain, weight loss, health goal, whatever that looks like. And I want you to ask yourself, what's working? What am I doing right now that's working, that's actually moving the needle forward for me to accomplish this goal? And what are the things that we've been doing consistently that's not working? Remember, keyword here is consistently. What have I been doing consistently and with consistency? Okay, this is a you against you conversation. Let's not lie to ourselves, all right? Number two, we want to take a look at our financial status. We are at a place in the year where understanding where we stand financially has to happen. It has to happen. And you would think that because
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
As you're the person making the money and is depositing into your account, and maybe you're paying all your own bills, you may think that you have a really good grasp of where you stand financially. But let me tell you something. There are so many people, entrepreneurs and otherwise, who are afraid to look at their financial bottom line. It's like all you see is the money coming in. but you be afraid of the money that's going out. And now is our time for us to look at all of the revenue that we're earning and all of the expenses that we're paying out so we can have a clear understanding of our bottom line. Say it with me. Clear understanding of my bottom line. I know what I know, what I know about what I am worth. I know what I know, what I know about what I'm bringing in. And it's time for you to know, what you know about what you are paying out. So when we're talking about reviewing your financial status, I want you to pull all of your financial statements. And it's best practice for this specifically if you print everything out. So those bank statements for maybe the last 3 to 6 months, I want you to print those bank statements out because you may have some subscriptions or some recurring expenses that are coming out of your account. Maybe they hit quarterly, maybe they hit monthly. We need enough data so that we can catch all expenses that are going out, okay? And all revenue that's coming in. I want you to look at the bank statements, the credit card statements, the PayPal statements, any medium in which you use to collect money or pay bills, okay? Any money that's coming in, money that's going out. If you're using Cash App, if you're using Zelle, we want you to print out all of those statements. This is best with pen and paper. You want a highlighter, you want an ink pen, and you want to go in and mark up those documents, mark up those statements, check off the ones that belong that you want to continue to utilize, but also circle the ones that you have no idea what this is. You know, those $2.99 charges that maybe you're getting pulled from Apple all the time. And it's like every other day they're charging that $2.99. Circle that. Actually do the work and find out what that is. Highlight anything that can go, okay? Highlight anything that may be able to go that you can get rid of. Also, when we're talking about reviewing our financial status, I want you to have a clear understanding, as I said, of your revenue, all the money that you're making, your expenses, all of the money that you are spending, and your profitability, what you have left, okay? Identify areas where you can cut costs or increase revenue. This is a big one. You may have some systems. You may be a member of some subscription programs, some clubs, things that are multifunctional. And you may be paying for services here that do the very same thing for the services that you're paying for over here. What can we consolidate to reduce expenses? Also, what can we do to increase our revenue? Okay. Is it time for us to raise our prices just a little bit? Is it time for us to maybe email or nurture our email list or our text list? What can we do to increase revenue? Maybe you're even looking at your financial statements and say, oh, wow, we're missing out on earning money in this category. And before I printed out these statements, I had no idea that this was happening. Okay. And then also create a plan for any financial adjustments necessary for you to stay on track with your goals or get on track with your financial goals. So what does that mean? That means that in this review of you looking at your financial status and where everything stands right now, after you've done the audit, after you've identified what needs to go, after you've analyzed and you've done all these things, you actually need to create a plan for any financial adjustments that you need to make, okay? Ooh, I was definitely about to choke. I was definitely about to choke just then. Okay, so we've got it back together now. Create a plan. So we can't just identify what the problem is without putting a plan in place to solve it. All right. Number three, we're going to take a look at our marketing strategies. In just about all of these categories, we have to identify what works and what doesn't work, what's working, what's not working, okay? So it's no different here when we're looking at what you're currently doing for marketing. But first things first, are you even doing any marketing? Are you just winging it? Do you have a consistent thing that you're doing, process workflow that you're doing to market your business, to get your business in front of other eyeballs and ears? If not, what are you doing? We really got to create a marketing plan if you don't have one. But this is for those of you who do have marketing strategies. What's working for you? Meaning, take a look at your most effective marketing channels. Is it Instagram? Is it YouTube? Is it TikTok? Is it Facebook? Is it Google Ads? Is it YouTube Ads? What does that look like for you? Do you have a huge word of mouth program that's generating tens of thousands of dollars a month for you or helping you to reach your goals, whatever that goal might be for you every single month? How are you marketing? How are you getting the word out about your business? At this time of the year, we need to look at that because sometimes we fall into the cycle of habitual activity, meaning that because at the top of the year or last year or whenever we created a marketing plan that says we're going to show up here, 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 and here. And I know that so many of you listen to different coaches and different mentors and different business influencers, and you hear people say this, 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 and this. But I want you to hear me right now, and I want you to take this information, and I want you to do with it what you feel is best. But I am going to encourage you to review all of your strategies and not just keep doing them because you said you would, not just keep showing up on 8 different social media channels because somebody told you that you need to show up on all the social media channels, right? It's time now. At this time of the year, it's time for you to actually put your CEO hat on and say, while we are showing up on 6 different digital platforms, social media platforms, these are the 2 or 3 that's working. Why don't we pull out of these particular channels that have not produced any result and maximize and double the effort that we put into the channels that we have that's actually working and see if we can produce a bigger result? The answer 99% of the time is that you will actually produce a bigger result by focusing on the marketing mediums that produce you a result. Okay, so I want you to look at that. Let's review marketing strategies, get super, super clear. Okay, this is what we've been doing. We've been posting on social media this amount of times. We've been showing up on all the podcast platforms. We've been marketing on YouTube. We've been marketing on Google. We've got all our SEO data set up. We've been doing all the things, but I want you to find the 2 or 3 things that's really, really working for you at an exponential rate far beyond the things that's not. And it's time to go all in there, okay? Getting really clear on what that looks like. And so what that means is now you need to create a plan for marketing improvements that need to be made, right? Highlighting all of your high-performing channels and strategies. So when I say strategies, one of your marketing strategies might be to run a promotion, run a sale. One of your marketing strategies could be to leverage a webinar to convert to different sales. You could be doing all kinds of things. I want you to identify both the channel, meaning the platform that you're using, and the strategy that you're using on both of those platforms. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, drop it. Do you understand what I'm saying? For real. Drop it in the comments for me right now. Yes, Donnie, I understand exactly what you're saying. That helps me to help you, okay? Number 4. Check in with your customers and clients. This is an often underlooked or overlooked. This is often overlooked. You ever have a brain fart? Like sometimes I just have a brain fart. That was that. Anyway, we got it cleared up. This is an often overlooked task where you should be checking in with your customers and clients. And I know that it's difficult, it's time consuming, but there are actual automations and things that you can set up so that you can do this maybe on a quarterly basis, but definitely right now is the time of the year that we want to go ahead and check in with our customers and clients. And I said this on Instagram in my stories a few weeks back, and someone DM'd me and said, well, Donnie, what does that mean? What does it mean to check in with my customers and clients? Like, what am I asking them? What am I offering them? And that was a really good question. And sometimes it helps me to understand that I have to teach at a level that everybody can digest. Even if you're super high level, it just makes complete sense to be taught in a very digestible way so that you can take this information and implement it right away. Okay. So when I suggest that you check in with your customers and clients, I am suggesting that you are surveying them, essentially. You are checking in with them. You want feedback. You want to know how their experience has gone with you so far. You want to know, you want to identify what their needs are. Your audience will grow with you, especially if you've been in business for some years. You'll have some clients and or customers who came into your company, into your audience, into your list 2 years ago and they were at one place, but now after you've checked in, you'll realize like they've kind of aged out of your program. They've done all the things that you offer. Well, now would be a good time to consider if you're qualified to carry those clients on further throughout their journey, right? Notice I said, if you're qualified, okay? We can't just create offers because people are aging out of our process if we're not yet qualified to teach beyond or to offer beyond what we currently have. But you're basically going to survey your customers for feedback. You can do this through email. You can post polls on social media. You can send surveys out through your text list. You can survey people in your one-on-one calls. If you're doing one-on-ones, you can follow up with them via surveys. There are all kinds of ways that you can poll your audience. And the goal, again, for checking in or engaging with your audience is to better understand your customers' needs and create a plan to implement changes based on the feedback that you receive and based on clarity, knowing that you can fulfill, okay? So important that I say this because your customers are going to tell you what they need from you and you'll hear it. And there's going to be some of you who says, oh, I don't do that. Let me go figure out how to do that real quick and then come back and offer it. And that might not be your strategy, okay? It may take a little bit more time or experience for you to deliver those things in excellence. So I want you to hear your customers, like putting your ear to the street and know what's going on inside your business and inside your customers' heads, okay? Very important. Number five, one of my most favorite things to do when working with CEOs and even working inside my own business is optimize your operations. It is one of my very favorite things to do because your operations are essentially the heartbeat. It's the pulse of your entire business, right? Your business is going to operate based on how effective your processes are, how effective your workflows are. And these things are things that we have to have in place. So you want to review your current processes, frameworks, and workflows. Essentially, what I'm saying is let's take a look at how you're doing stuff. Are you doing stuff the way you need to be doing stuff? Or are you kind of winging stuff, right? And I'm using the word stuff on purpose. Are you winging it or are you really doing some things? And this is another opportunity for you to be honest with yourself. If how you get someone from A to Z is in your head, and if you hired somebody to replace you in that situation and they're now responsible for getting somebody from A to Z, then you're winging it, okay? Now is a great time for you to pull all of these processes, all of these workflows, all of these frameworks out of your head and document it, okay? Documentation beats conversation, all right? And anything that's documented that you can duplicate, documentation allows for duplication, which maximizes monetization. But that was a bar. That was a bar. Yeah. Let me see if I remember what I just said. Documentation allows for duplication, which increases. Nope, here it is. Documentation allows for duplication, which multiplies monetization. Somebody better credit me for that. What? I need a put it on a t-shirt. Your girl be good. Your girl is good. Documentation allows for duplication, which multiplies your monetization. Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news. You absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside. This is why I do what I do. Let me get back to it. All right. So we want all of these processes that you're currently doing documented, documented, documented. Well, what processes should I be documenting, Donnie? What does that even look like? Okay, well, let's document how you fulfill your offer. So for you, it could be a digital product. For you, it could be something that you have to actually ship out to your customer. Let's document what that entire process looks like. So first things first, you receive an order. What happens from the moment you receive the order to the moment that order is in your customer's hands? Every single step, these are your two endpoints or your two touch points. In between those touch points are steps along the way that get you from the first touch point to the final touch point. Every single thing that happens, you need to document. Now, when you document those things, you need to fact check your documentation. Well, how do I do that, Donnie? I'm so glad you asked. I know you're thinking it. I know what you're thinking. You are going to have somebody else on your team or someone else duplicate. They're going to go through and do that process based on the instructions that you documented. And if they get the result, chances are you did a very fantastic job documenting that process. If they get stuck, if they have a lot of questions, if it doesn't get the result, then you may need to go back to the drawing board and make sure that you did not skip any steps, okay? Also, are there any areas for you to improve and maximize your efficiency? Can we streamline our operations in any way? If we're able to streamline our operations, it's going to increase productivity. So are there things that you're doing right now that are useful but not necessarily necessary, okay? Things that you're doing, but there's a better way to do it. There's an easier way. There's a faster way to do it. We want to streamline how the business is operating. It's going to increase our productivity. It's going to increase our profit, and it will for sure save us money on the other end. With that said, when we're talking about optimizing our operations, I want to go into number six, which is strengthening our team. Okay. Now is the time for you to strengthen your team. And this is a big one. 100% of the entrepreneurs that I work with right now need to, desire to, have it on their task list, are in the process of strengthening their team. And this is one of those things that will be a recurring task for you. It will take recurring effort from you over and over and over and over and over again. And that just is what it is. You're going to get somebody and they're going to be great and they're going to be great for a period of time and then they'll move on and do something else. And now you have to replace that person. Or maybe you are a business that operates in a high turnover industry, like something like warehousing, packaging, fulfillment. Those roles seem to turn over a whole lot. So you may constantly be putting that extension of your team together. Okay. Now that's something that's extremely normal in business. It's a part and a requirement of running your business, but we want to look at what we have right now. Okay. I want you to analyze and assess what you currently have in terms of team performance. How well is my team performing? Now, you might not know this if you aren't measuring the data and using or enforcing KPIs, key performance indicators. Gosh, I can't give them everything in this lesson. I can't, because we'll be here for so long. But if you're in my mentorship community, Actionable CEO, we can definitely go deeper in to anything that I have conversations about here on Full Transparency. I'm just putting that out there. All right. You will know how well your team performs based on data, not emotions. Some of you are making very emotional decisions as bosses, as employers. And right now is a time you have the opportunity to transition from an emotional-based boss or leader to a data-driven boss or leader. And it's so important. It's so freeing, in fact, when you begin to rely on data to tell you what decisions you need to make in your business with your customers and in your business with your team, okay? Let's analyze how the team is performing. Are they doing a good job? Are we meeting metrics? Are we meeting goals? Are we underperforming? What does that look like? What's your current team performance? But then also look at the team morale. Do they feel good? Are they excited to come into work every day? Are they constantly checking their watch, looking at their clocks, figuring out how soon they get off? What does your team morale look like? Do we need to improve that? And then also the overall team culture. Does the team understand what the vision is? Do they understand what mission you're on? Do they know the story about why you even started your business in the first place? What's motivating you to do this every single day? Do they know the story about how their role actually fits into the company and why they must operate in excellence in order for the company to perform at maximum performance levels? Like, these are things. Do they know your core values? Do they know your beliefs? Do they know that you take pride in being a company that operates based on integrity and honesty, clear and transparent communication, whatever those core values are? Do you even have core values? That's the question. Okay, so strengthen your team. Now is a good time for you to identify any gaps that you might have in your team. Maybe it's time for you to hire an assistant. Maybe it's time for you to get another person in on the fulfillment side of the team. Maybe it's time for you to put some C-suite team in place, meaning your operators, your COOs, your CEOs, another CEO or a CFO, a CMO. Maybe it's time for you to start building that C-suite. This is a good time for you to identify any gaps in your team and then create a plan to fill those gaps. But when you are hiring and strengthening your team, it is so important for you to not just create a plan for you to fill these gaps, but for you to understand why you have to have these key roles filled on your team. Why do these processes exist? Why are these roles necessary? At the end of the day, how does it contribute to the overall growth and sustainability of the company? It is so freeing when you know these things. I know it's tedious and you just want to get the assistant in place, but why do you need the assistant? How will that assistant make you more efficient, right? When you're offloading some of these tasks and delegating it to others, not only do we get the freedom of delegating these tasks to others, but now we have to identify and understand, well, with this new energy or this new time that I have now to put in these areas of my business since I've delegated these things, what do I do with my time? What does this mean to me? How can I become more efficient? Real questions. Okay. Belief, we are on number 6. Yes. Okay. Number 7, focus on customer retention. Focus on customer retention. Listen, it is so much easier to build a business model that allows the same customers or clients to do business with you over and over and over again so that you're never starting off a new month or a new year at zero, because you've got customers who are a part of a journey or an experience with you that allows them to stay in that journey and experience over and over and over and over again. So now we need to develop strategies to retain our existing customers. And let me say this to you, when the holidays begin to approach, people start eliminating those extra expenses, right? And you never really want to be considered an extra expense. You want people to think of your business as something that is non-negotiable. This is non-negotiable. It's necessary. It's mandatory for me to have access to this. It helps me in an area. Like, you really have to remind your customer or your client about how your service, your offer, your product takes them to new levels in other areas of their life, right? Why this matters so much. Why Donnie, does coaching and consulting matter so much? Well, people tend to retain me month after month, year after year after year, even, because I am a pivotal point to help them make decisions in their business, right? They have somebody that they can come to if they're facing some struggles in their business and they need feedback on how to maybe overcome some challenges. I am a person to come to that has a really, really great set of skills that allows entrepreneurs to scale their business, prepare their business, overcome challenges in their business, strategize in their business, These are all things that are necessary. So maybe it's time for you now to highlight, what does my XYZ offer provide, or what value does my XYZ offer provide? And why is it necessary for my customers and my clients to get this over and over and over and over again from me? Okay. Retain your existing customers. Another thing that you can do when we're talking about focusing on customer retention is now strategize your loyalty programs, your customer service rollouts. Like maybe you've received lately some bad reviews or bad ratings in terms of customer service. What are some things that your company is rolling out in terms of customer service that would excite your list, that would excite your customers, that would excite your clients and say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to stick around a little bit longer because I like this new rollout that they're coming out with. Let's see how that works. Okay. And then also, this is a great time for you to strategize maybe some special access offers. Okay. Maybe if they are on the email list, they get access to certain offers. But if they're on a text message list, they get access to these offers. Or if they're subscribed to you on social media, they get access to this set of offers. Based on engagement, you can create special access offers, and that would encourage people to follow every part of your journey because they want all of the incentive. These are things that I need you thinking about right now in your business, okay? Number eight, invest in professional development. I cannot say this enough. I tell the story about how I got started in coaching all the time. I don't have time to do that in this particular episode, but I believe one of the decision-making factors for me for becoming a coach was because I've had a firsthand experience with the elevation associated to being coached myself. The first time that I was introduced to coaching and mentorship, like in a situation where I could pay to be coached and mentored back in 2011, like the experience changed my life and I have become such an elevated version of who I used to be. Based on my decision to voluntarily always be attached to professional and even personal development. Okay. And we're talking about you having the ability to finish your year strong. This is where you need to tighten up and say, hey, look, I've been working all this time to achieve this result and it's not going the way I want it to go or as fast as I want it to go or as efficient as I want it to go. Maybe it's time for me to call in some professionals that can help me with this. Maybe it's time for me to assimilate with some coaches and some mentors. It's not a maybe. I promise you, and I'm not just saying this because I am a coach and I am a mentor. I really don't care if you ever get coached or mentored personally by me. I would love it. Okay. The opportunity exists. But what's important is that you understand the value in professional development, personal development. It's the coach, it's the mentor, it's the conferences, it's the workshops, it's the seminars, it's the courses, it's the continued education. It's all of those things that are meant to develop and improve your skill set, your leadership, your belief, your organization, your habits, your routines, all of these things. And guess what? As you grow and as you elevate and become a new person, you will need to continue to have access because who you are is forever evolving. So you never stop going for professional development. You will consistently be in development. It will change you in some way. It will elevate or evolve you in some way. And then you're going to need more personal and professional development. And then you will evolve again and again and again and again. And I believe that's the whole point of life, constantly being on your journey to become your best self. Like, who doesn't want to become their best self in this life experience? I could go on and on and on about that, but invest in professional development, but not just for you, not just for you. One of the biggest mistakes that I see entrepreneurs make is not investing in development for their team. You're changing. Your company is changing. Your customers are changing. Everybody's getting results. Everything is being maximized, but you're not putting any investment into helping your team members evolve. This is a huge, huge mistake. You're wondering why you're growing and you're getting all of these new exponential results, and your clients are getting and your customers are getting all these new exponential results, but your team is still working under the same development or training or whatever you gave them a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. No wonder you are having so much trouble developing your team. You are not investing in them. So with that said, make it a requirement for your team members to constantly be learning and going through a continuous learning process, also known as development, personal development, professional development. You'll see in specialized industries like real estate or beauty, cosmetology, it's required that you have X number of special education hours in any over any given period of time so that you can prove to the certification boards that you are continuing to expand your knowledge and your education, like you're staying sharp. Well, this is something that you need to implement in your own company. Keep your team members sharp. So if there is a workshop for operators, send your operations team, your operator, your operations assistant, and anybody that they work with out to that event. If there is a workshop for executive assistants, make sure your assistant is out there and they're getting fed and poured into. Because you are not savvy in every area of your business, it is so important to expose your team to the communities and organizations and environments that are savvy in specifically those roles. If you get in the habit of making sure that your team receives routine and consistent professional development in 12 months, your team will be unrecognizable in the best of best ways, in the greatest way. And you'll be so thankful. In corporate America, all of the best companies that I ever worked for made it a requirement that we attended seminars and workshops paid for at the company's expense. I believe it was like quarterly. And it is why those companies are still here today, getting the results that they get today, because they invest in their team. They invest in their team, simple and plain, okay? Number nine, let's go ahead and start planning for next year. We need to set some preliminary goals. We need to set some preliminary goals for next year so you're not waiting until next year to be thinking about next year. We need to think about next year now, okay? Remember, this is what you need to be doing right now to finish your year strong, and knowing how you plan to kick the door down in the next year is a part of finishing this year strong. You need to definitely set some preliminary goals. Start brainstorming, get you a whiteboard, or open up a Google Doc and do what I like to call brain dumping. I have a document on Google. I also have a flip chart at home, a whiteboard at home. I'm going to start sharing some of my like brain dumping sessions with you guys on social media. Do you think will that be a good idea? Like if I show you how I just whiteboard out my thoughts that I might be working with now or even later, would that be helpful for you? If so, I'll start sharing those things on like Instagram and definitely sharing them inside of my Actionable CEO community. Okay. Where was I? Plan for next year, set preliminary goals, start brainstorming some new opportunities. So there may have been some things that you learned about this year that for whatever reason you aren't prepared for. Think through that and say, hey, I want to appear at this trade show or this event or this something next year. Like, what are some new opportunities that you're familiar with that you hadn't yet gotten to take advantage of that you would like to be a part of next year? Okay. And then also identify any potential new offers. This is a good time for you to start earmarking or bookmarking some new offers that you may want to release at the top of next year. Very, very important. Like whenever I get a new idea, whether I'm going to act on it now or not, I type it in my list of rolling ideas in my iPhone notes. And maybe once a month. I don't have like an alarm set on this, but maybe once a month I actually look at it. I have it pinned at the top, so I always know that it's there. It's never out of sight, so it's never out of mind. And I'll go through and I'll scroll that list, and I'm looking for things like, oh, wow, I forgot that I even said this. We can actually do this now. We're actually in a position to execute on this now. I'm looking for ideas that I can continue to evolve. One of my cheat codes too, Zell, I love this so much, is when I come up with these ideas that I start brainstorming, instead of just like taking a rough note on it, I even go into my voice recorder on my phone and I talk to the voice recorder. Like, because you ever went to an idea that you wrote down and then you go back to it and be like, why did I write that down? This is trash. This is a trash idea. So that I don't experience that so much, I literally will go into my voice recorder on my phone and be like, oh, Donnie, right now you're thinking about that idea and you were saying that you were going to do this and this is what it looks like and you're going to do X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah. And I will take that and make it as clear as possible. And in my notes, I'm super detailed. I'm just like OCD on details. So in my brainstorm notes that I have in my phone, I will say, notes also voice recorded on such and such day. So when I come across that note, I can go into the phone and say, oh, okay, this is the note that goes with that. Listen to it. And then everything just kind of makes sense. That was the nugget for the whole episode. That was the nugget for the whole episode. Okay. So we're planning for next year. Number 9, number 10, y'all know this one is big for me. Okay. Number 10, prioritize your self-care. I cannot say this enough. Entrepreneurship can be a very lonely world. It can oftentimes feel like a very lonely experience. It can feel overwhelming while also feeling rewarding. It can feel like the best thing that you've ever committed to while also feeling extremely challenging. It can feel like the biggest blessing of your life while also feeling like the biggest daunting task that you're currently involved in your life. It can feel like all of those things simultaneously. And because they're so polar opposite, you can literally become overwhelmed. You can start feeling crazy. You can start saying to yourself, like, I don't know if this is for me. You can start feeling like you're the only one who experiences these thoughts, these feelings, these conflicting emotions. But I promise you it's so normal. I promise you it's so natural. I promise you this is so regular. It happens with almost everybody who is an entrepreneur that I know, okay? And some of the thing, and this is just, it's just an element. It's just a characteristic of what entrepreneurship is. It's just a characteristic of what your attempt at being great in any area will be. It just is. And there are ways that we can make these feelings, these conflicting emotions, these thoughts a little easier. I personally, as of this date, haven't found a better way outside of professional development, having coaches and mentors to kind of talk to, navigate the process through. And then my number 10, which is prioritize self-care. Sometimes you just need to take a break. I remember my most pivotal personal development experience, or I'm sorry, my most pivotal self-care experience was at the end of 2022. I'm feeling extremely overwhelmed. I just want to throw all this stuff off the table. Like, I'm ready to just, oh, you people, you get on my nerves so bad. And I'm feeling overwhelmed and I don't know if I can do it, but also I have all these people depending on me and I've created this lifestyle and I take care of so many people and I've got team members and it's just so much, so I can't quit, but I'm like on the edge. At any given moment, I'm really feeling like I'm having a panic attack, right? And I made a sudden decision. I hopped on a plane and I went to what's now one of my favorite self-care escapes in Arizona. And I went there. It's the end of the year, so I'm there throughout all the holidays and people are celebrating. And I will have at that time been there on New Year's. And I have no interest in any of the parties, any of the celebrations. I don't want to do anything. I had picked this resort and they had an agenda with all of this yoga and spa time and meditation. And Zell, the first night that I checked in to this resort, I woke up 12 hours later. 12 hours later. I'm talking about, I live in an environment where I live in the city, so it's so noisy. It's always horns honking and accidents. And so I'm always startled and waking up throughout the night. I slept on these people's lush bedding and sheets for 12 hours straight, you guys. 12 hours straight. And when I woke up that next day, even though I was booked to be there before I extended the trip for 5 days, I woke up the next day feeling like I was ready to take on the world. I said, oh, all I needed was some sleep. You mean to tell me all I needed was some sleep in a serene environment for 12 hours to be knocked out? I had my books, my journals, my everything. I didn't need any of that. I needed to go to sleep. And so when I got up the next day, the concierge who was handling all of the yoga and meditation experiences that I had came to see if I was ready to be escorted to one of my yoga classes. And I said, yeah, I'll do this one. But I don't think I want to do, you know, any more of them. I feel great. And he said to me, like, you feel good, but you still need to learn how to manage your stress so that you don't get to the point of feeling like you're going to have a nervous breakdown or a panic attack. And so I encourage you to figure out what helps you manage your stress. For me, it is, I'm not typically a person who is under a lot of stress, right? There could be a stressful moment or two, but I'm very careful not to confuse a moment with a characteristic of who I am. And so I am not an often stressed person, but I have experienced some stressed moments. And when I feel that coming, it's time for me to go to the spa. And now, because I know this about myself and I know that stress for me, when it does occur, when that moment happens, it's usually an accumulation of a lot of work, a lot of tasks, a lot of things, a lot of responsibility. And so now I just have it standing on my calendar. Every 2 weeks, I get a massage. Like, I don't want to be reactive to things. I want to be proactive. So let's go get a massage. Let's do things that make me feel relaxed, right? And those things are things like a massage. Sometimes I might even have to go in between those 2 weeks and just go to the place that does the foot and hand massages. And just, I like to be touched and rubbed on, like, just do this. This helps me. It decompresses. But also journaling for me is something that I do at the start of most days. I don't say every day because lately your girl been slipping. Mind your business. Mind your business. But I have. Hold me accountable. Most days I start my day with journaling, and just, I don't journal about things that go wrong. I journal about things that I desire. I journal about things that I'm grateful for. And when I have an opportunity in those moments to reflect on what I'm so grateful for already and to reflect on the things that I desire, ultimately reminds me of why I work so hard, why this isn't optional, why this is so necessary. It just brings me such a peaceful, like an overwhelmingly peaceful state of mind. And it helps to manage my stress as well. And then also meditation and prayer. And the bulk of my meditation is really just deep breathing exercises that are guided. Like,
people are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Like, you can literally change your energy in a matter of a minute by learning breathing techniques that are designed to calm your nervous system. And your girl is all about things that are designed to make my nervous system feel good. And I recommend that when you're prioritizing self-care, that you start to study that and find things that make you feel cared for, that make you feel calm, that make you laugh, that make you grateful, that make you feel enjoyment, sincere joy and enjoyment for life. Oh, that just reminded me of another episode. Okay, maybe I'll do another solo episode. I don't know. Maybe I will. Okay. And then a bonus. Begin preparing for your holiday rush. You know it's coming. Don't wait until the holidays get here. Don't wait until a month before the holidays to start trying to put together your marketing campaign, your offers, your promos, your emails, your all this. Get on it now. A strong holiday campaign for most companies has already been planned. It's already been planned. They already know what they're doing. So I need you to get caught up. I need you to get caught up and I need you to do it now. What are you doing for the holidays? How are you fulfilling all those orders? How are you servicing all those clients? How are you getting all these customers? How are you getting the word out? You will be stressed beyond belief if you wait until the holiday or a month before to get these things together. So go and do it now. Okay, go do it. And as usual, you guys, what I need from you is for you to drop in the comments right now what your biggest takeaway was. What did you receive out of the 10 things that you should know or should be doing to finish your year strong? What was the one or two that stood out for you the most? Like, you know what? This is simple. I can do it right now. Or you know what? This is not so simple, but it's important. It's critical. And I need to do it right now. What are those things for you? Okay, that's one thing. I also invite you to click the link, Actionable CEO. It's somewhere in the description of wherever you're watching this video. And check out my mentorship community. Seriously, if you are tired of navigating this path alone, you resonate with my coaching style, and a random solo episode where I'm teaching is just not enough for you to keep you going, and you want constant mentorship, constant accountability, a constant community of other people who are navigating the same spaces that you are successfully, $97 a month is how you can do that. Tap in. It's really, really simple. I've made it so simple. And I love this community so much because it gives me a way to work with whoever wants to be worked with. There's no huge requirement here, no huge financial investment. You just got to show up and actually take action. www.actionable.actionableceo.com. I'll see you next week here on Full Transparency, or I'll see you right away over in Actionable CEO. Either way, I thank you guys so much for supporting me on this journey. Leave me a comment. Let me know how this episode resonated with you. Let me know if you want me to do more teaching episodes. And I got you. If I get enough participation, I'll see you next week. Bye.